Poultry producers won't face a 240% tariff in Japan for their poultry products. Vegetable growers around the country won't confront 90% tariffs in TPP nations. Citrus growers won't confront a 43% tariff. The reality here is that in order to secure agriculture support for trade agreements, market access has to be fair. The average agricultural export tariff today in the U.S. is 1.4%, so we are at a significant disadvantage. So you're going to see a significant reduction, if not elimination, in those tariffs, which provide a level playing field. Secondly, oftentimes countries use sanitary and phytosanitary rules to create artificial barriers that are not science-based and not rules-based. Those also will be coming down, and we will provide strong enforcement if folks decide to use non-scientific and non-international rules-based SPS to try to block American agricultural products. So there's no question, with an expanding market, reduced and eliminated tariffs, and a process for enforcing science and rules-based sanitary and phytosanitary barriers, that we're going to increase agricultural exports.